This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado schools are getting a financial jolt to buy electric buses. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The state recently announced winners of its first electric school bus grants. 13 districts, including one serving Denver, Boulder, and Steamboat Springs, can now claim up to $22 million in incentives for battery-powered vehicles. Clean Air advocates say that could help save on maintenance costs and protect kids from toxic exhaust. The one big problem is price. A single electric school bus can cost around $400,000. That's triple a traditional diesel bus. The state hopes the new grants will help schools over that initial hurdle. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Finding the best ways to work with people experiencing mental health crises is an ongoing issue for emergency providers in Colorado. State lawmakers are developing proposals they hope will help. CPR's Benta Berkland.
A panel of lawmakers is using this time before the legislative session to study the issue. A proposal under consideration would continue funding a resource center for 911 operators and staff. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields says it should be a top priority because the current money for it has run out.
Everyone knows if you need help, call 911, and we're not funding it as it relates to making sure that they're training and providing the information to all dispatchers.
The Behavioral Health and Criminal Justice Committee is also considering mobile resources for youth in crisis. The committee will finalize exactly which bills it wants to back next month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Today is World Art Drop Day in Denver. Local artists will be hiding free art across the city. Participants are encouraged to be on the lookout for over 1,500 pieces of art, which includes sculptures, paintings, poetry, jewelry, and more. This is CPR News and KRCC.